Oh, that was Sabrina Carpenter and tears. Wasn't it fun?
It's lovely to have our panto guests with us. I'm going to put some suitably panto music on. Here we go.
Well, that's very panto, isn't it?
Isn't it? That's Carberetta, one of the ugly sisters that you can hear in the background, because this year's stage at panto is Cinderella. Oh, yes, it is.
Oh, very good.
You missed
good.
It. She's you all missed over it. That. I was expecting a no, it isn't.
Oh, no, no, but it is, so that would be silly.
Oh, shush now, Carberetta. I can tell who the mischievous one is in the studio. We know anyway how mischievous you are.
Yes.
I'm gonna just pull your mics down a little bit and talk to the sensible one first of all, because Steve Palfreman's here with us as well, co-founder of Stage Ed and producer of the panto. Cinderella, but obviously it's going to be a little bit different. It is every year, so what can people expect from this year's panto?
It is. Well, more of the same fun as we've had the last couple of years, really, with Tintin and Aladdin. But it's Cinderella, isn't it? It's the biggest panto of them all. So,
is it? Would you class that as the biggest panto, Cinders? Yeah,
I think everyone does. You know what I mean? It's that one all the little girls want to come and see. Do you know what I mean? Because it's proper the princess, isn't it? You know what I mean? I think these days, if there's anything to do with Disney or Disney-fied, it's everyone's there, aren't they? So yeah, it's brilliant. We've had a great fun couple of days doing all our promotional stuff around the island, causing havoc.
Where have you been and what have you been doing?
Where have we been? Where haven't we been?
We went to see the mayor, didn't we, first thing today?
We went to see the mayor.
We went to see the mayor.
Yeah. Oh, were you on your best behaviours?
Coffee with the mayor this morning.
In his chambers? It was marvellous, wasn't it?
You got in the mayor's chambers?
Yes.
Yeah.
I knew you'd do something like that.
Yeah, and we've been around all our supporters of the panto, hence your last call, which is Manx Radio.
Yeah.
We've been to the Iron Man Steam Packet.
We've been on the bridge of the ship.
Yeah, we've been on the bridge of the Mananin.
The captain let us on the Mananin, and on the way up, he said, don't press any buttons. And I didn't, except the big red one that said do not press. So there may be no sailings today. I'm sorry about that.
I mean, the boat was late. Is that your fault?
Yes, it was.
I think it probably is. Well, we do have Cinderella herself with us. So we should really say, hello, Cinder.
Hello.
Is this the first time you've played Cinderella?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I've never played it before.
Is this a bit of a dream role to be Cinderella?
Yeah, it is. I feel like everyone loves to play a princess over Christmas time. So yeah, it's really exciting role to play.
And as we were just hearing from Steve there, it is the role that every little girl is going to look up to and go, oh, Cinderella. Yeah. So it must be a really beautiful thing.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, proper princessy and brings spirit out of everyone, doesn't it?
It really does.
Yeah.
You are sitting beside some, I would say hideous, I think they'd be terribly upset with me if I said that, beautiful but yet still ugly sisters. I mean, we've got Lambretta and Carberetta with us. Should I just ask, Lambretta, what is it that Cinders has called you before when she's got your names wrong?
Well, this one here called me Lasagna. Yeah.
Called me Calzone or something, I don't know.
Carbonara.
Oh, Carbonara. Here, listen, right, it's Carberetta and Lambretta, because I don't know, you probably don't know, but the Isle of Man's quite famous for the TT races, you see.
There's a little bit of a link there. Part of an engine in a tiny bike.
I know, that's it, yeah.
Yeah, that's how it works. Mm-hmm. You look magnificent, I should say. We had quite the experience getting you through the corridors and inside the door. For those who aren't watching in full video vision, what can we expect from your costumes?
Well, they're always pretty spectacular, especially the dames. And now, because we've got ugly sisters, so there's two of us this year. And I'm currently wearing, well, not wearing, my hair is enormous.
You've been grooming it all year, haven't you?
I know, I have, and I can't get through the door. We've got lovely, colourful costumes with some lovely fur. There seems to be a Christmas theme going through our costumes this year. And my beautiful sister, what a hairdo, darling.
It is. It's lovely, isn't it? And this is a green as well for a Christmas tree. And also, we're going to have about five frocks. Lots of changes. So looking forward to getting into
five
them.
Five costume changes. Yes, I'm going to lose weight.
You're going to love that, aren't
you? I know, I am going to be great, isn't it?
Lambretta, what are some of your favourite moments in the panto so far?
Oh, well, I love the little banter that I've got with me big sis.
There's no banter here. I'm the funny one. You just happen to be standing next to me at the time.
Did she tell you she wrote it as well?
Yeah, I don't like to talk about it, but yes, I did write it as well. Yeah, thank you for that. Yeah. That's lovely.
You're a multi-talented sister.
I certainly am, aren't I?
Yeah, and because you wrote it, does that mean you've got all the best gags?
Do you know? Right, I'll tell you what, I'm going to start to be me now. I'm Jolien.
Tell us about it.
I read it, I'm learning it already because I'm very professional, and I read it last night and I thought, hang on a minute, I've given Steve so many gags. I don't know what I'm doing. I've given him too many taglines. But I tell you what, it is. So last year, we were very proud that some of the press said we were the most Manx pantomime ever. It's better this year. It is so full of Manx references, you would not believe. This is your pantomime. Now, I am not from the island, and I have been welcomed in, and I absolutely adore it. I love this place, and everyone's lovely. So therefore, I think, why not just talk about the island through the whole show, from start to finish? And 95% of the cast and crew are Manx. This is your show, not our show. And me and Steve are lucky to come over here, and we stay in a lovely cottage. We watch a lot of Gogglebox, and we may drink some wine.
I know.
Steve tried to stop it. I mean, literally, he was thinking about casting someone else, because I don't know if you know, but I was Widow Tranky 2 years ago and Sarah the Cook the year before. So if you enjoyed those performances, please come again. And if you didn't, it was Christopher Biggins. But there we are. No, you must come. But yeah. The talent last year, what happened was last year we all bonded. I don't know if you remember, we all came last year, the whole cast came.
How could I forget?
All over the place. And we bonded so well, it worked so well together. The show was a big hit. Buy your tickets now, 600-555, illigated.com. I've been doing that for 2 days.
That's not the price, that's the phone.
No, that's very good. She can stay. We've got Amy back, because Amy was Alice Fitzwarren last year. Yeah. We've got young Tom Hearn back, who was, what was his, I can't remember his name. What was his name last year? Was it in Dick Whittington? Silly Billy or something like that. Anyway, he was.
Yeah.
What was it?
Idle Jack.
This year, he's Buttons. Now, you may think it's Cinder's show, and obviously, naturally, you may think it's my show because I'm a brilliant dame, but it's actually Tom's show. Buttons, Cinderella is Buttons' show. Buttons runs that show. And Tom Hearn is one of the, we met him last year at the auditions, and everyone said, book him. And then in the end, before we finished last year, I said to Steve, book that lad now for next year, because he is fabulous.
Well, this is exciting. Go ahead, Steve, sorry.
And
say that again, I couldn't quite hear you.
Yeah, it extends to the whole crew. Everyone at the Gaiety Theatre has been very welcoming and lovely, and you know, we're very fortunate to be back, because we're very well looked after, and Steve looks after us really well. So yeah, we're really looking forward to this next one.
It's going to be great fun.
Funny voice.
It's the one you gave me.
Oh, right, okay, fine.
Can I just say as well, you look like you've got an ice cream on your head. It's fantastic.
Oh, it's fabulous. I might have a little nibble of that later.
I can imagine. Steve, you know, this is kind of half the fun of it, but also half the kind of opportunity and experience for this cast. Like, we were just hearing from Jolien there, of course, loads of local talent in there as well. And, you know, Stage Ed is across the water as well. So, you know, there could be some potential for these people to maybe go further in
there. Yeah, definitely. We've grown quite significantly in the last few years, but with the stuff we do in the Isle of Man, the Pantone stuff, like John was saying, you know, we bring John, we bring Steve, we bring Tom, but everyone else in the show's Manx. You know, Amy's away now because she's a professional, but she's from the Isle of Man. Do you know what I mean? The rest of the cast, they're all from the Isle of Man. And it's brilliant to have the little children that we have, the two teams of children that we have in the show.
Yeah.
I think bring a real sort of magic to it. They bring a magic to all the rehearsals, but then in the performance as well, you know, it's just great to have them. And a lot of them come to a lot of those children attend our schools that we run in the holidays in summer and Easter. And some of them, you know, we've watched them grow up, and some of them come back now and like, oh my God, you're 18 years old.
And we had someone in the senior chorus, senior ensemble last year, used to be in the junior ensemble. So they can grow up, they can develop. And those kids are, I mean, they work so hard. There are times that our choreographer will look at us and say, yeah, you can go home now. And those kids are working till 9 o'clock. And I'm like, they are brilliant. And the dancing that they did last year was phenomenal. And some of them get little lines and they really shine. They're very, very good. And there's still a chance, is there not, Steve?
Yes, we've got some auditions,
yes.
Potentials.
So we're not fully cast. Our principals are more or less fully cast. But Alex, our choreographer, flies over on the 28th of this month, Sunday the 28th, and we're having our juvenile auditions and our ensemble dancer auditions up at Balacameen. So you can still get in there and audition if you just go onto our website. And on our Facebook message that we've got a post out there, you can fill in the form and you can come along.
Do you have to have any previous experience?
No, you really don't. You know, it's a proper ethos of our company. You know, we run our schools all over the place, all over the country. now. We're very lucky, but the joy for us is the fact that it's not really a... It's called Stage Ed. It's about performing arts. It's not one of those sort of quite strict dance schools. You can come and have fun, and it's about those kids building confidence. So if you've never done it before, come along and try.
And there's some brilliant testimonials on your website, you know, as well, from people saying what a great experience it is.
You know, some kids come... We've genuinely seen kids come on a Monday and they won't come in the room. And by the Friday, they're trying their best singing and dancing. It's just that bit of confidence and the friends they meet. And then they come back again. And do you know what? If that's all they do, brilliant.
Yeah.
So, yeah, come along, join in.
Yeah, no, Christy, if you came along, you could be the third ugly sister. Because you've got the look.
Oh, John. You do know I'm in control of your microphone and now it's off. No, can't hear. Amy, taking off your glass slipper for a moment then, as we're hearing, you know, you are off island now. And
I am, yes.
Tell us what you're doing and how it's all going.
Yes, I'm based in London now. So yeah, I'm just auditioning in the musical theatre industry. I teach as well. I've done some summer camps for Stage Ed as well, up in Liverpool over the summer, teaching the kids there. So yeah, just taking along, just trying to make it work, really. I graduated last year, so I've been graduated
well
a year now.
That's great.
Yeah.
And in your perfect example of how what Steve was just talking about there, how the young talent comes up through and
yeah,
then can
definitely.
Go off and do fantastic
definitely,
things.
Definitely, yeah. I trained here until I was 18, and yeah. When I was 18, I went away. But yeah, I did the Amdram shows in the summers and stuff, and I loved it. And yeah, you can get some really good training over here, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, just spread your wings and give it
and
a go.
And you get to perform on the Gaiety stage. I mean, it's magical, isn't it?
It is. It's lovely. It really is gorgeous. We're very lucky to have it here.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's lovely.
It's right. An amazing island, this, for lots of various reasons. But if we're talking about theatre, it always astonishes me that there is a massive talent base here. And some of those people choose to stay on the island and show the island their talent. And lots of people, such as Amy, leave the island and show the rest of the world their talent. And it actually blows my mind how much talent there is over here for you know, the small place that we grew up in. I think it's brilliant. I think it's fantastic.
And this panto is going to showcase that talent brilliantly. So I'm still angry with you, Carbretta. So Lambretta, tell us why people should come and see Cinderella this year.
Well, for anyone who saw last year's show, they'll know that there was lots of songs, dancing, laughs, japes, and it had him in it as well, or her, should I say. this has got everything in it, you know, I have to say, but she has written a great script, and they're all lovely people. The crew are fantastic at the Gaiety. All the kids, as Steve was saying, are absolutely phenomenal, and it's such a talented cast, and you're just going to have a fun night out.
It's going to be great,
it's
isn't
be
it?
Brilliant.
Come on then, Carbretta. When is it on? How can people get tickets?
Right, okay, yeah. Tickets, right. It starts on the 19th of December. It runs through to the 31st of December. Now, I wrote it, so it's really very good. It's very, very funny. I'm in it, and I wrote it. And also, it's on at the Gaiety Theatre, and you can ring up on 600 555, or you could go to villagaiety.com, or Chrissy's just said, come and knock on the door at the studio, and she'll give out tickets for you on your... Haven't you? You've just said that. No, she didn't.
Honestly.
She's not happy.
You're not
with me,
coming
I'm
back
telling.
Next year.
No, I am.
But you know what is also in the panto? Loads of great music. And we're going to play one of the songs.
Oh, yes, we are.
Can you set this up for us, Carbretta?
Yes, I can. So basically at the very end of the show, just before the song sheet and the big, big song at the end, there may have been a happy ending. I don't know. I mean, we don't know.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah. And there's one of my favourite songs. I remember I bought this on vinyl. Do you remember vinyl? Of course you do.
No, I'm not old enough.
No, yeah. And it's Huey Lewis and the News and the Power of Love.
And do you know what? You're done now, which means the interview is behind you.
Hey!
I just thought of that. Oh, I'm so proud of myself. Thank you. Now, please get out of my sight. I love you all, really. Happy Panto Days. Here's Huey Lewis.